Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. For the Milwaukee Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jack Dittmer. Batting second, the third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third, the left fielder, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sauer moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sauer scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn fires to first and has Baker trapped. There's the throw to Dittmer, who tags Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pendleton. Talbot reaches second base with a double. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pendleton, who is chasing the ball. Fondi reaches third base with a triple. Talbot scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. One out. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dittmer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Talbot. Dittmer reaches second base with a double. Crandall moves to third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crandall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dittmer scores. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker bunts towards the mound. Sparn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Talbot. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Talbot hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Talbot moves to third. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn takes first base on ball 4. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dittmer hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Sparn moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Warren Hacker now pitching. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. one out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Edwards pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Davis now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sparn bunts towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Talbot bunts towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Talbot for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Matthews strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Braves. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aaron hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Mixas pinch hits for Ernie Banks. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Chris Kitsos now playing shortstop. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kitsos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crandall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kitsos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena pinch hits for Jim Davis. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena strikes out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Talbot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.